the egoic entity loves resisting the form that this now takes because it's never enough, it doesn't fit into its story, and the resisting itself strengthens it. In other words, you resist to a form that arises in the now and strengthen your own mental form of me. You disagree with now, you have an issue with now, you are hostile towards now, so it puts you in a position of rightness and the now in a position of wrongness. So you have strengthened your mind-created sense of self. That's why it's so satisfying to deny the now. And you can see how mad it is. When you recognize it, the possibility of freedom comes in. When you recognize that deep-seated, non-personal, collective, human mind pattern, when you see it in yourself, in others, there's suddenly the arising of freedom and the unconscious movement collapses. Because anything that is unconscious, when it comes to the light of consciousness and is seen, there's an awareness now of that movement, the compulsive nature of it. When it rises into awareness, or awareness looks at it, so to speak, the unconscious movement loses its power and begins to dissolve. Unconsciousness, all those automatic processes require your unconsciousness. The complainer, all the things we've been talking about, it's only when you are totally identified with it and you are trapped. When you see it, you're no longer trapped. And now you see this, and now the possibility comes of reversing, and it happens by itself. It's not that you have to do it. A reversal happens so that instead of resisting the now and having a hostile relationship with it, you open yourself to now and welcome it, no matter what form it takes, even if it is a form of limitation, which often it is, even if it looks not very satisfying. And suddenly, when you not resist the form that appears in this now, that which is beyond form arises within yourself. The form identity is not strengthened anymore through resistance. That which is beyond form within you, the unconditioned consciousness, the light of the divine, whatever pointer, arises in the moment of relinquishing resistance to a form. How does it arise? Anything that you accept completely, internally, unconditionally, embrace it, no matter what that condition is, takes you into deep peace, vitally alive peace. And you can try it out. The next thing that irritates you, that you complain about, suddenly you're aware of that automatic movement and say, okay, I'll welcome it instead. I've been complaining about the now for 48 years, 50 years. I'm now ready to welcome this, even this. And all internal resistance drops, and you're simply that form of this moment, the condition